Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Barbara Welton is our guest. We don't want to miss a minute of our time with her. She's such a great resource for us. The author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. And what's the new one? Is the 13 out already?
It's going to be out in November.
All right, so 12's out.
You can order it now on Amazon already.
There you go. So you can find all that there. Also, BarbaraWeltman.com. Barbara, we're talking about you're helping us understand the things that are going to be on our calendar, on our agenda, that we're going to be required to do either to comply with or to pay for as Obamacare comes into full force over the next couple of years. What's the next thing we need to know?
Absolutely, because we have to act now. We can't wait for the court or Congress to upend it, otherwise we face penalties
right now.
So one of the things that we have to recognize is for companies that have flexible spending plans, FSAs, the limit that employees can put into their accounts is by the tax law starting in 2013.
Now, flexible spending account is where they're given an amount of money into an account, and they can use it for wellness, or they can use it for they can buy more life insurance than health insurance, or maybe some disability, or whatever. They can move it around as they want. Is that right?
Well, not exactly, but close. Basically, what it is where you're putting some of your wages into this account, so you're not taxed on what goes into the account.
Right.
And then you can use these pre-tax dollars to pay your out-of-pocket medical expenses.
Okay.
And there are certain restrictions on what does and does not qualify to be reimbursed from the FSA.
Right.
Up until now, it was up to companies to set the limit. And the average could be up to $5,000. In many companies. So now we're back to $2,500. And just as a point of information, starting next year, if you itemize your medical deductions, you have to exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income before you get to deduct any unreimbursed medical expenses. So it's really like a 1-2 punch. You get to put less into your FSA, and you get to deduct less.
This is not good for employees. Never mind.
No,
employer.
Why did this
become part of the of Obamacare? What's the angle for the creators of Obamacare?
All of this is a way to pay for it.
This is reducing the deductions, which will increase taxes. So what they did is they reached into FSAs and found some money to pay for Obamacare.
Precisely.
Which they've done in many places, folks.
In many places.
And many of the places that they've reached into are mythical. They're not real savings. But they're savings on paper, but in reality they won't. And I wonder if that's if the FSA limits isn't one of those. All right, what's next?
Another thing is that if you do have health coverage, you now have to provide a summary of benefits and coverage, called an SBA, by the first day of the open enrollment that begins now.
This is all new, right?
This is new. Now, you don't have to write this. The insurance company is going to give you
the
summary.
But you got to send it in.
But you got to give it to your employees. What this is sort of like a standardized menu that explains what your plan covers and doesn't cover, so it enables your employees to comparison shop. So let's say you have a plan and your employee's spouse has a plan. The spouses can compare plans and decide which might be the better one to pay under.
Right.
So that's kind of thing. It's not a bad idea. It's just another administrative
thing that the government is requiring you to do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Or you pay a penalty, and the penalties could be stiff depending on
up to $1,000.
Well, that's for a willful failure
per employee.
Per failure, as long as it's willful,
per employee.
That you really meant, yeah, that's per employee. That can get pretty hefty. Mm-hmm.
And who's gonna enforce this? The IRS?
You betcha.
Yeah.
Guess who collects all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're facing the IRS cops. Although mm-hmm. they keep saying, we're not enforcers. Well, that seems kind of silly, considering this is the agency
right.
that's doing the collecting.
Right.
The next thing is you have to gear up for next year, where there is withholding for the new additional Medicare tax, the 0.9% on wages that exceed a threshold amount for, depending on your filing status. Now, what this means is, again, if you use an outside payroll company, they're going to handle it. This doesn't cost you anything. There's no employer matching
right.
to this amount. But it's just, if you do it in-house, you better gear up for this.
But these are all things, folks, that are going to take more of your time, more pieces of the business operating puzzle that the government is adding to your day, adding to your administrative requirements that you didn't have before, and this is all part of and part and parcel to Obamacare.
Absolutely, this is just another burden on small business. And again,
remember, the
regulatory burden on small business is more per employee because you have fewer
right.
employees.
It's double.
To cost around.
It costs us double per employee per year than it does for the big companies because we can't spread it out over as many folks. When we come back, we're going to get Barbara to wrap all this up for us, and I also want to talk about what this is doing for individuals, like a sole proprietor or something like that, and see what this is doing for those guys. And we'll do that after these messages, 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.